going out there? Well, I hope. I am Frodo, your Florida footy freak, and welcome to episode 22 of Stray Dog Footy, an American podcast on Australian rules football. Well, there's some huge news out of Australia. It was just confirmed that for the first time ever, the AFL Grand Final is going to be held somewhere outside the state of Victoria. That's right. The big dance will not be at the MCG, but instead be held at that other G, the Gabba, in Brisbane, Queensland. And it will also be a night game instead of the afternoon to twilight transition that we are used to in years past. It will still be a Saturday game, however, as is tradition, though a bit later in the year than ever before, on October 24th, 2020. And though some may disagree, I say well done and congratulations to the Sunshine State. Queensland helped save the 2020 season. In fact, there would probably have been no way to finish the season were it not for their government working with and accommodating the AFL's needs. And I can't even begin to wrap my head around the logistical nightmare it had to be to keep the season alive. But they did it, and 2020 has been horrible enough already. I don't want to think about going through it without the exhilarating escapism footy provided. And in the end, with everything Queensland has done for the AFL this season, I feel that to have the grand final anywhere else would seem at the very least rude. Moving on to a somewhat less inspiring story, we now have Kebabgate. Or at least that is what I am calling it. Allegedly, two Richmond players were involved in some fisticuffs at a kebab stand located in front of a Gold Coast strip club, once again incurring some rather severe fines from the league for COVID breaches. So, no wonder they can't afford a VFLW team, I guess. Anyway, at the very least, it's not a good look. On to a bit of personal news, or at least a personal high note for me. A few days ago, I actually had my tweet about last episode's release retweeted by none other than Susan Alberti herself. And then she followed up with some very kind comments about me being a good supporter of the Western Bulldogs. Most everyone out there listening probably already knows who Susan Alberti is. But in case you somehow live in a cave with a podcast connection, or more likely you are new to the sport and the news of Australia, I will quickly say a few words about this amazing woman. I feel I should have mentioned her before, but honestly, I was a bit scared. I'm just not sure I'm equal to the task. But I'm going to give it the old community college try, and I can only hope that I can do her esteemed status in the greater community of Australia some small measure of justice in a new segment I am calling Bulldog Bio. And yes, before I get started, I know I have talked about various Bulldogs figures in the past. One might even call them heroes. At least I would. Names such as E.J. Witten, Irene Chatfield, Pat and Jenny Hodgson, and most recently, Neil Saxe. I guess, even if I lacked the foresight to call them as such, those stories were Bulldogs bios as well, in a way, despite some of those pieces going into much more detail than what I will be doing with this segment. I intend to highlight some of the subject's contributions to footy and beyond, rather than chronicling their entire lives. And yes, I know Thomas Wills wasn't a Bulldog, but then the guy pretty much invented the game itself, with some help from his friends, so I'm going to cut him some slack, okay? I mean, no one's perfect, right? Time permitting, in future episodes, I'm going to try to make this new segment a regular feature of this podcast. Because with the footy frenzies that have been going on lately, I feel I've become too wrapped up in the various matches and their outcomes, and the episodes have often lost some of the personal touch that inspiring stories bring to what I wanted to share when I started this pod. Stories that I did share back when season 2020 was suspended due to COVID. To be honest, I had initially intended to talk about one of my favorite players this episode in my first official Bulldog bio, before Mrs. Alberti's kindness thrust her into the spotlight of my mind. But I'm okay with it, as I would like to continue focusing on the stories of not just players, both past and present, but also standout people who may be more or less, to borrow a phrase from Rosanna of the AFL Obsessed podcast, footy adjacent, even if they wouldn't necessarily call themselves heroes. But Susan Alberti is absolutely a hero of mine. and she has been for some time, long before I started using Twitter to push my podcast. And I have said and written it many times that if you look up the word class in the dictionary, you will see a photo of Susan Alberti printed next to it. You could search far and wide and never find a greater example of strength tempered by grace. And though it may be a bit theatrical of me to call her the Grand Dame of the Western Bulldogs, I don't think I would be necessarily wrong by saying it. But to many, she is simply known as the Footy Lady. Born Susan Marie Jenkins in Burnsdale, Victoria, Mrs. Alberti moved to Melbourne and grew up in a footy family. Her father and brother were both umpires, and she herself loved playing the rough-and-tumble game as a young woman. But there being no senior-level women's football at the time, she hung up her boots at the age of 15. She would later marry her husband, Angelo, an Italian immigrant to Australia, and they would work together founding, running, and growing their construction company, as well as their family. Unfortunately, in 1995, Angelo Alberti was killed in an accident. Despite her grief, Susan steeled herself, got her own builder's license, and took over running the 300-employee company. She has said that part of the reason for her company's success is that they always treat their employees like family, that they are a team, and that she is only as good as the team around her. Unfortunately, her husband's death was not the only time Mrs. Alberti suffered immense tragedy. In 2001, her daughter Danielle passed away due to complications of type 1 diabetes. But again, rather than giving up, Susan Alberti instead channeled her passion and resources into donating and raising funds for medical research, eventually chairing the Susan Alberti Medical Research Foundation. Her accolades and awards are far too many and varied to list in their entirety, but a few notable mentions include: in 2012, she won the Humanitarian Award at the Gold Herald Awards. In 2013, she received the Research Australia's Great Australian Philanthropy Award. And in 2018, she was named Victorian of the Year. But perhaps most famously, at least in the world of footy, are her many contributions to both men and women's football. And of course, she has always barracked for the two best football clubs in the land, the Footscray Bulldogs and the Western Bulldogs. Since 2000, she has been the patron of the Western Bulldogs Football Club and was the founding co-chair of the Western Bulldogs Forever Foundation. In 2004, she became a board member of the Western Bulldogs, and in 2012, she rose to vice president and remained so, seeing the club through their 2016 AFL Premiership journey. It has been said that were it not for Susan Alberti's timely support and guidance, that fairy tale would never have become reality. And as a token of gratitude, she has been awarded a life membership to the Western Bulldogs Football Club. After stepping down from the board, Susan focused her efforts on women's sport. Having her heart broken at having to give up playing footy at a young age herself, she was now in a position to make a real difference. She pretty much saved the Victorian Women's Football League with her support and leadership, and was appointed the inaugural ambassador for the AFLW in 2017. I don't think it's too strong of a statement to say that without Susan Alberti, there would likely be no top-level professional women's football at all today. As one indicator of her importance to women's footy, it should be mentioned that the VWFL Premiership Trophy is called the Susan Alberti Cup. In her personal life, Susan Alberti has remarried and remains a footy fan. I have heard it said that she is just as comfortable in the cheer squad as she is in the boardroom. For me, however, she will always seem like royalty, both in status and in strength of character. But at the same time, I sense in her a down-to-earth fellow footy fan and bulldog at heart. In closing, I would just like to say thank you, Susan Alberti, for your strength, leadership, and generosity, for your important philanthropy, for everything you have done for my footy club and for sport in general, and even just for taking the time to answer tweets from a fan some 15,000 kilometers away. I will include a few links to YouTube videos in the show notes that will most likely illustrate Susan Alberti's strength and grace much better than I have done here. I definitely recommend giving them a look. So, that concluded the first official Bulldog bio. please send me some feedback. Let me know what you think. Okay, let's take a look at round 15, where we started with a Tuesday doubleheader, beginning with Hawthorn and Adelaide. Stop the presses because the Crows had their first win of crazy season 2020, defeating the listless Hawks by a score of 83-48. They are most decidedly not a happy club at Hawthorn these days, but they are once again feeling just a bit of pride creeping into South Australia via the Crow's Nest, despite still sitting at the bottom of the ladder. Then, also on Tuesday, we saw the Eagles and the Bombers. West Coast seemed to overcome their homesickness and defeated the Bombers by a score of 60-45. The Eagles winning away from Perth should sound a few alarm bells around the footyverse. I know it does for me, anyway. Next on Wednesday, we had Richmond and Frio. Not the most exciting game I ever saw, but the Dockers did hold their own for part of it. At the final siren, the Tigers won by the low score of 56-29. On Thursday, we started off with Sydney and Melbourne. What the HE double hockey sticks is going on with the bipolar Ds? They might as well be resting in Forrest Gump's lap because you just never know what you're going to get. Hats off to the Swans, though, who put them out of their misery by a score of 67-46. Then, also on Thursday, we had GWS and Carlton. The Blues, despite all their talent, just have been a bit disappointing lately, and the Giants handed a 48-39 point birthday present to their coach, former Bulldog Leon Cameron. Added a contract extension, and it's not a bad week at all. Then finally on Friday, we have the Lions and the Magpies. Remember that scene in Happy Gilmore where he had an incredible drive off the golf tee, but was horrible at putting? That's what Brizzy's first quarter felt like to me. Then in the second, it was where Happy finally did learn how to putt as the Lions exploded all over the scoreboard. I've said it before that when the Lions actually learn to kick at the sticks, they will be pretty much unbeatable this season. Although they were far from perfect, they were at least even with 6 goals and 6 behinds. Though a late attempt by the Pies at a comeback made it interesting, including a pretty neat soccer goal by American Mason Cox, in the end, it was the Lions by a score of 42-34. And it was the first time Brizzy has beaten Collingwood in a long, long time. So it looks like the finals picture is starting to come into focus a little bit. Let's take a look at the ladder, or what our Down Under mates called the standings. In the coveted top 4 spots, we have at number 1 Port Adelaide, then Brisbane Lions, Richmond Tigers, and Geelong Cats. Rounding out the top 8, there's the West Coast Eagles at number 5, Collingwood, St. Kilda, and GWS. Melbourne is in 9th with my Western Bulldogs chomping at the leash at the 10th position. Next at 11th, we have the Essendon Bombers, followed by the Carlton Blues, Gold Coast Suns, and Fremantle. At 15, we have the Sydney Swans, Hawthorn, North Melbourne. And finally, this season's probable wooden spooners, the Adelaide Crows. But at least they have a win on the board now. Before we move on to round 16, let me just remind you to keep spreading the word about the AFL. I enjoy meeting new footy fans almost every day on social media, and I think you will too. Getting hooked on footy is almost like finding a new religion. At least it was for me. And there is nothing I want more than to spread the gospel to the flock of sports fans who have yet to see the light. And though I support the non-denominational approach, I am myself, of course, a practicing Western Orthodox Bulldog. Also, if you're located here in the USA, check out the United States Australian Football League, or USAFL for short. They have teams in or near almost every American city, almost 50 of them, both men's and women's, and they are always looking for new fans, players, umpires, and supporters. Go to www.usafl.com to learn more. Okay, let's look ahead to, and by ahead I mean tomorrow, where, unlike the meager previous round, we have only 2 teams with byes this week, with Richmond and Collingwood riding the pine. Starting out on Saturday, we have North and Port. If anyone actually tips the Kangaroos here, it has to be part of some payout strategy, right? But anything can happen on any given game day, That's why they actually play the game, after all. Here in the good old US of A, you can see this match on ESPN2. Then on Sunday, but starting with a late Saturday night bounce here in the eastern USA, we have St. Kilda and Hawthorne. Time will tell if Clarko can save the brown and gold ship, currently circling the drain, or if the Saints can secure their spot in the top 8. My fellow Americans, you will be happy to know that this easily watchable game will be shown on Fox Sports 2. Next on Sunday, we have Geelong and Essendon. So, sorry Rosanna, but I'm going to have to go with Craig's impressive Cats this time, both from a gambler's perspective and from an emotional yet practical one. My doggies are going to need all the room at the bottom of the 8th they can find, should they win this round. I'm sure you understand. The game will be shown on Fox Sports 1 here in the States. Speaking of the Devil Dogs, also on Sunday, with a pretty rough start time of 4 a.m. here in the eastern United States, we have my mighty Bulldogs taking on the Eagles. No one said this match will be easy, but I definitely think it's doable. Or maybe once again, it's just my red, white, and blue-colored spectacles skewing my vision. In any case, it is pretty much do-or-die time for the doggies. Lose, and the season has indeed gone to Hades. But have no fear, sports fans. I will set my alarm to be awake for the match being shown on Fox Sports 1. And when the Sons of the West score, my neighbors will just have to deal with it. Next on Monday, we see Melbourne and Fremantle. To tip this one, you basically have to flip a coin to see what Demons squad shows up to the Oval. And to see if it's heads or tails, watch the match on Fox Sports 2. On another Tuesday doubleheader, we have hot off the first win Adelaide against GWS. I'd be pretty surprised if the Crows make it 2 in a row, but then again, GWS isn't that much more consistent than the D's have been this year. And the Crows very nearly beat the impressive Cats just a few rounds ago. So again, anything is possible. Unfortunately, it does not appear that this game is scheduled to be shown on American TV. So, as always, it is time for me to plug the virtues of the Watch AFL app. If you haven't already, head on over to www.watchafl.com and sign up for the next 2 months to get the best app ever made. Not only can you see every single AFL and AFLW match, you get tons of other footy-related programming to boot. Then next year, to purchase the app at a discount, get an international membership from your favorite club. You will be counted as a member, taking a bit of ownership of your team, which makes game day much more exciting, and you get some cool merchandise too. Win-win, and why not, more win. If you check the show notes, I always include a link to where I get my international membership. Okay, back to round 16. Also on Tuesday, we next get the Blues and the Bloods, also known as the Swans. Carlton has been disappointing of late, and Sydney was surprisingly good on Thursday. If you have access to ESPN3, this match is watchable from your American home. Finally on Wednesday, we have the Q Clash with Brisbane and Gold Coast. Should be an entertaining game. If the lines don't kick it straight, it should be a close one too. On American TV, you can see who wins the Northeast Australian bragging rights on Fox Sports 2. Well, I think that should just about do it for this episode. As always, I thank you so much for listening. I would be so very grateful if you would be kind enough to share a link to this podcast with your friends and family. Maybe even give me a like and a rating wherever you listen to your podcasts. As I'm sure you know by now, this particular podcast can be found on your favorite podcast player or at straydogfooty.podbean.com. Podbean being where I personally listen to my podcasts. I would, of course, love to hear your feedback. Please let me know what you like, dislike, or even hate about this pod. I'm always willing to hear what I could do to make it better. As always, you can reach me on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at @astraydogfooty and by email at straydogfooty@yahoo.com. As usual, I think I should mention that I'm not endorsed by or officially affiliated with either the Australian Football League or the Western Bulldogs Football Club, beyond being a huge fan and supporter. Likewise, I am not endorsed or affiliated with Peg and the Rejected, but I am a fan of their music. I would like to thank them for the use of their song, Red, White, Black, and Blue, which I used a portion of as the intro to this episode. I will also play us out to their entire song, and of course, leave a link in the show notes to their music. Before I go, I just wanted to wish a happy birthday to Bulldog favorite and former Premiership skipper, Easton Wood. Happy birthday, Woody. Get well soon. Okay, take care, everyone. See you next time on Stray Dog Footy. And pluck them eagles, you mighty, mighty Bulldogs.